I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back.
Are you talking to me again, or who are you talking to?
I know I'm just speaking to...
Do you say that to everyone when you see... If you see your friend, if you see like me walking down the street, do you say to them, welcome back? Do you say, hey, Jamie, welcome back?
If you've been away.
Well, what happens if I haven't been away?
I'd say, you're here again. I don't know. But welcome back to the listener. See, after you... you know, didn't make it into the studio last year.
None of that just made sense.
Last week,
But the reason why, I have an excuse for the reason why I didn't make it into the studio, the virtual studio, is because I've moved into my new flat, right around the corner from you, actually. We've sort of bumped into each other twice.
Copying me again. Yeah.
And you didn't say then, welcome back.
No, I did. I said, welcome to the area.
You said welcome to the area. You could have actually said welcome back because I've actually lived in the area before.
So no, you haven't.
I have lived in my dad's flat, which is just around the corner from here.
I thought your dad's flat was in Lambeth.
Well, south of the water.
I thought you lived in Lambeth before.
Do you know what? The funny thing about Lambeth is I have my scooter, right? I have my Vespa that I drive around the place. And it's like a red one.
Is it parked in Lambeth?
No, but every single time I ever get a parking, not a parking ticket, but a when I get caught going in a bus lane, it's always going on Lambeth Road.
Oh,
every
really?
Time. I think I've had about 7 from Lambeth Road because Lambeth Road is where we drive down to go and do our podcast when we go to the studio. And every single time I'm driving back, I go down the bus lane.
Well, they obviously see you coming.
They don't see me coming. They don't see me coming. Can I now tell you my story quickly?
Before
we say hello to the lovely listeners who come back for our bonus episode every single week. To be honest, they probably missed me last week. It probably wasn't the same. Probably wasn't as jolly. Probably wasn't the same kind of hey, yeah, how you doing?
Yeah.
All right.
Probably
well,
not.
I listened to it. It's very funny. Actually, I chuckled when I was listening to you.
Oh yeah. Which bit?
Yeah. All of it.
Okay.
All of it. But anyway, so I moved into my new flat. As you know, right round the corner from you, as I said, and
we've had two random bump-ins.
Yeah, we've said that already.
But do you know what? Do you know what? I don't know if some of the listeners might not have ever watched Made in Chelsea, right? And there's a sort of Made in Chelsea trope, I would say, of something called the random bump-in. I don't know if you.
Yeah.
And so now. You know, it's funny because obviously I left that show many moons ago, and and so now, but I occasionally bump into people on the show, and then I suddenly sort of panic and think, shit, have I left the show or am I still on it? So I bump into you, and then I bumped into Kagi twice, and then I bumped into Alex Mitten the other day on the Portobello Road. It's like everyone's just they've all just come to. To Notting Hill.
To what? They've all come to Notting Hill to bump into you. Well, so they've just come to have a little bump.
Well, I don't know if they've come to bump into me, but they're bumping into a lot of them. And
I once went swimming. Speaking of, are you still on the show and being confused with like life, right? I once went swimming with Spencer Matthews, and we were swimming together in this like members club. Anyway, I went underwater. Well, he was underwater, and then he obviously came back up, and I stayed underwater for ages, and then I came back up, and he was looking really panicky. He was panicking. He was like, oh, my God, I'm panicking. And I went, what's the matter? He said, well, I came up from the water and then you weren't there. And I just suddenly thought, what happens if you were never real? And he had a sudden panic. Then he suddenly thought, like, what is if I've just been dreaming all of this all the time? Oh, and suddenly I'll just come to for some weird trip.
I kind of thought that during the lockdown. I was like, is this all in my head? Is this?
Yeah, I know. I get that. So I think lots of people have that.
Yeah.
Where you get like a weird like sensation, like, is this all real?
Yeah.
Is this like happening? I don't really know.
Constant sense of impending Zoom.
Clever. Anyway, my story is this. So the reason why I wasn't doing the bonus episode last week was because I had to fix the internet for my flat. As you know, you go into a new flat or a house
or
apartment.
You have to find out the password of your neighbour.
I haven't stolen any internet. I'm not a Wi-Fi stealer like you.
I've got the fastest Wi-Fi in the West.
No. So anyway, I got my internet box. It came here. I plugged it in. I was literally like, yippee, here we go. And the internet didn't work. And I was like, what the hell's going on here? So I did this weird little test that you can do. And it said something's not connected right.
So annoying having to sort out internet.
It's so annoying.
Because it's like, I have so many better things to do.
Yeah,
I'm fiddling around with this box.
What box are you fiddling around with?
Well, the internet box.
Anyway, I got the... So I was in there and my flat doesn't have 4G, so we couldn't do podcasts on 4G, so it was a complete nightmare. So then the lovely man, Mark, came around this morning and he was trying to sort my internet and we were doing all these tests and we were trying to work out. He went around the corner for half an hour to try and make it work. I didn't understand why it wasn't working. And then he finally came back and he was like, Jamie, look, I don't want to tell you, your internet, it's working, but it doesn't seem to be coming through your internet box. And I was like, Mark, you got to help me. And we turned around the box and I had plugged the wire into the wrong place.
Ah, typical.
Ah.
But so did you not try and plug it into a different slot?
No, didn't try that, obviously.
So you probably plugged the actual internet into the power cable, hadn't you?
Yeah, I plugged into the wrong place. It was very stupid of me. But then two things, you're going to love this, Francis, two things, and to the listeners, they're going to freaking love this. Two things have happened to me strange this week. That's the first one. Do you know what the second weird thing that happened to me this week is?
I don't know. What?
I was sitting at home. I'd just come back from dinner, and... Eat out to help out.
Did you get your discount?
I got my discount. Got my discount, which was great. And I was sitting in...
I've not used one of them. I don't believe in them.
Okay. Why don't you believe in them?
I'd just rather pay the full amount.
so when they come with the receipt, you're like, nah, I don't want that.
No, I said, I'll pay the full amount, please.
Yeah, so I was sitting at home, having come back from dinner, I got a call from my friend being like, hey buddy, can I come round to see the new flat? And I was like, yeah, of course you can. He said, oh, I'm also with a friend. And I was like, well, do I know your friend? He was like, yeah, you know my friend. I was like, well, what's his name? He said, I can't tell you. I went, what do you mean you can't tell me? He said, I can't tell you. And then he said, you can guess. And I said, well, how the hell am I going to guess someone that I don't know? This is my friend Kyle who said this. Anyway, the person on the other end of the phone, not Kyle, his friend, started going, and tonightfall is the first time. And I was like, is that Lewis Capaldi? And he was like, yeah, you got it. Lewis Capaldi came over to my flat to have some drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was great. Yeah, we had some drinks.
Are you good mates now?
Yeah, we're good friends.
Well, why don't we get him on the podcast?
I said that to him. He said he doesn't do podcasts. But I think he has done podcasts in the past. I even got to a point, Francis, where I was actually like, I've got a podcast recording equipment in the next door room. Why don't we just go there? No. I even got to a point where I said to him, I reckon if Francis and I try to book out the O2, we'd do it quicker than you.
Yeah. Well, so you had quite a few drinks then.
No, why? Why? I wasn't drunk to say that. I still think it's true. I still think if Private Parts went on tour, we'd sell out the O2 way quicker
than
Lewis Capaldi.
It would take us a bit of time, but we'd get there in the end.
Hello, welcome to the bonus episode. Sorry it's such a late little intro to you. We have, as always, we have some letters, some questions, some things that we want to speak to you and answer for you and do those all those different things. But we've also got a letter from a lovely person called Abby, which I'm going to read to you, Francis. Hey guys, Abby here again, toddler mother who realizes the good only way to get your child to sleep is by listening to Private Parts. So as always, I drive and listen to the podcast and my kid falls asleep, usually within a few minutes. So hooray! On Wednesday, bonus episode. I turned it on and to my surprise, it was just Francis. Okay, I thought, here's a test. Does my baby need Jamie's voice to get to sleep? We will see. Off I go, flying solo with Francis. Will he still sleep? Turns out, he was actually out within about 30 seconds, record time. But I had to commit to driving round a one-way circuit, which meant I couldn't turn round and put him in his bed straight away. So I continued to listen to Francis as I made my way home, only to find I was also was unable to keep my eyes open. The tiredness was too much. I pulled into a Tesco car park to have a quick rest and was soon also asleep. Not saying anything negative about the podcast, Francis. It was riveting, and I loved your answers, but you should definitely release a sleep soundtrack as your voice was very meditative.
Has very meditative qualities. Well,
yeah, so what do you think about that, that people are falling asleep to your podcast, buddy?
Well, you know, it's actually one of the things my girlfriend asks me to tell her stories and hypnotize her to go to sleep in the evening. So I do have a hypnotic voice.
You hypnotize Chloe in the evening.
Chloe?
Why did I say Zoe? I didn't mean to say Chloe. Zoe.
Yeah. Yeah. I hypnotize her.
So
yeah.
Defensive there. Chloe. Do you hypnotize Zoe in the evenings?
Yeah, no, I've been hypnotizing people since I was at university.
Really? With your voice?
Yeah, with my voice.
You do have quite a relaxing voice.
Yeah, and you're not the first person to notice that. But maybe I should do a podcast just to put people to sleep.
If you were going to put people to sleep, how would you do it? How would you begin the podcast if you had to go? So
take some deep breaths in and out. And with each breath out, you feel all that tension flowing out of you. Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, I could go on.
Hey, yeah. I think you should release it. Hey, also, we have some Ask Jamie. Victoria_Fitz_G. Snog, marry, avoid. Jamie Proudlock Spencer. Who would you pick?
I wouldn't do that to any of them.
Yeah, but you have to do it, so which one would you pick?
It was asked to you. Snog, marry, avoid. Francis, Spencer, or Proudlock.
Okay, I'll tell you what I would do. I'd snog Proudlock, I'd marry you, Francis, and I would avoid Spencer. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously I'd do that.
What? But, I mean, you'd marry me.
Yeah. I feel like marrying you would be...
Why would you snog Proudlock over Spencer?
Because I feel like Proudlock's a bit cleaner.
Yeah, he's a cleaner.
You know, I feel
you got
like
a thing for cleaners.
I feel like he is cleaner.
He does wash his teeth a lot.
Yeah, he does. It's like that time. The funniest time ever is when we were living together and I went into Proudlock's bedroom. I've told this before. I went into Proudlock's bedroom to borrow his toothpaste and the light in his bedroom had stopped working. And I was brushing my teeth with his toothpaste. And every single time I was brushing my teeth, I was like, God, this tastes like shit. Why does he brush his teeth with this stuff? And after the third night, the light suddenly started working. And I turned on the light to have a look what toothpaste it was. And it was tattoo cream. I'd been using tattoo cream to brush my teeth with it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
All right, we got some advice. Here we go. I'm 22. The guy I've been talking to has seen me once in 3 months. First date went really well, ended with a kiss, etc. Was meant to see me yesterday for food/drink and whatever, but didn't reply for 48 hours beforehand, and then replied at like 8 p.m. last night. Guessing that's the biggest load of red flags ever. Don't even say sorry for ditching of the plans. What do you think, Francis? That's from Lucy.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Lucy, but I don't think he's... He's just not that into you, as they say in that film. Yeah, sorry. But don't waste your time on guys who don't respect your time.
It's a bit like you. I feel like you... If me and
a bit
you,
like what?
If me and you were married, you just wouldn't respect my time. To all of you lovely listeners who tune into the episode every single week, thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. As always, please follow us on Instagram at Private Podcast. Please send us an email, some letters. Be like one of our lovely listeners today who wrote in, like Abby. Send it to contact@privatepartspodcast.com. If you would like to leave us a review, that'd be wonderful. And also subscribe, because it lets you know when there's another episode. We'll see you on Friday, everybody. See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.